Good morning. Mild and muggy to start the day across parts of interior New York and New England, with many locations in the lower to mid-60s to start, some 50s across the higher terrain. But still, the humidity will build throughout the day today as a warm front approaches. This will produce some cloud cover, which will mix with sunshine. Still, with a south-southwesterly wind flow, temperatures will surge through the 70s and well into the 80s by mid to late afternoon. With the humidity, the heat index will feel like it's in the lower to mid-90s. At the same time, a cold front will be working its way through the Great Lakes and approach our region with some upper-level support at jet stream level. This will touch off a round of scattered showers and thunderstorms, primarily across northern New York and New England and into the Mohawk Valley by mid to late afternoon. Gradually, some of these storms will slide to the south and east through the remainder of interior New York and New England as we head toward and into the evening hours. Some of these storms could be strong, maybe even severe, with gusty winds and heavy rainfall. As we get into the night tonight, most of the activity will tend to wind down after midnight. Skies will remain mostly cloudy with the front still close by. It'll remain muggy as well, with areas of thick fog developing, especially where it rains. And temperatures will be back into the upper 60s and lower 70s. So we'll start out tomorrow a little gray and foggy and muggy. And the sunshine will make a comeback as the front continues to slide to the south. Temperatures will respond nicely to that sunshine and be back into the middle 80s. In fact, the warmth and humidity will make a bigger comeback to start the weekend on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid highs in the mid-80s before the next front makes an approach with some late-day showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. Most of the showers and thunderstorms, though, on Saturday will occur after dark and into the evening hours. As we get into Saturday night, a clearing trend towards Sunday morning. This next front will be a bit more potent and have cooler air behind it for the afternoon on Sunday. We'll go back to sunshine and a nice northwest breeze will keep it in the upper 70s. As we get into the early part of next week, it'll stay in the 70s on Monday before it bounces back into the 80s on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms from the Central Plains northeastward across the Ohio Valley and into New England. A few strong to severe storms with damaging wind gusts will be possible from the mid-Mississippi and Ohio Valleys into parts of the northeast associated with a slow-moving cold front. Heavy rain is in the forecast for a couple of regions, and flood watches have been issued for parts of eastern Kansas and western Missouri, south of Kansas City, and also for the Quad Cities area of western Illinois and eastern Iowa. Isolated severe storms may also occur from the Central Plains into the lower Missouri Valley, with hail, wind, and possibly even a tornado. And the National Hurricane Center is tracking a tropical wave located just west of the Cabo Verde Islands, which is accompanied by a large area of cloudiness and disorganized shower activity. Significant development of this system is not expected during the next couple of days. However, conditions could become a little more favorable for gradual development, and a tropical depression could form early next week while the system moves westward and then west-northwestward into the central Atlantic. At Mount Washington this morning, 60 miles visibility under clear skies and 54 degrees with a southwest wind at 6 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 25 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy, 65 degrees, the dew point 63, 93% relative humidity, a southwest wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.91 inches and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 22 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the upper 80s, Boston mostly cloudy, a scattered shower, upper 70s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy, with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 86 degrees, the low 63. The average temperature, 75, that's 10 degrees above normal. No rain again yesterday, still zero for the month, but 23.45 inches for the year, that's still 3.40 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low, 55. The record high, 94, set in 2015, and the record low, 34, in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 6:28 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:17 p.m. 12 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of hazy sun and clouds, warm and humid today, with showers and storms developing and highs in the mid to upper 80s. More showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the mid 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of hazy sun and clouds, hot and humid today with a scattered late-day shower or storm, highs in the upper 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of hazy sun and clouds, warm and humid today with showers and storms developing and highs in the mid to upper 80s. More showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of hazy sun, clouds, warm and humid today with a scattered late-day shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, areas of fog developing, lows in the upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of hazy sun and clouds, warm and humid today, with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, highs in the upper 80s. More showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, areas of fog with lows in the lower 70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning clouds and fog, then mostly sunny, still humid in the mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid, with a scattered late-day thunderstorm on Saturday, mid-80s. Increasing sunshine, breezy and cooler Sunday, upper 70s. Mid to upper 70s with mostly sunny skies on Monday. More sunshine Tuesday, back into the lower 80s. And a morning shower or thunderstorm Wednesday, then breezy and cooler in the afternoon with temperatures falling through the 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.